Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
From the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Our special day has been moved indoors. I speak of the inauguration. The forecast is 25 degrees for the 20th. Trump posted the announcement on Truth today. Quote, "It is my obligation to protect the people of our country, but before we even begin, we have to think of the inauguration itself. I don't want to see people hurt or injured in any way. It is dangerous conditions for the tens of thousands of law enforcement, first responders, police canines, and even horses, and hundreds of thousands of supporters that will be outside for many hours on the 20th. The various dignitaries and guests will be brought into the Capitol. This will be a very beautiful experience for all, and especially for the large TV audience. As you know, I've been pining to go, and God answered my prayers and actually made it a possibility. However, in consideration for some of the things that were just said by President Trump himself, I'll be staying home. Other good news, Barack and Michelle, AOC, Pelosi, Kamala, and a host of others that reek of the stink of corruption have said they do not intend to attend. Like those corrupted bureaucrats threatening to quit as Trump's team moves in, thank you for saving us the trouble, in this case, of having to sign a team to follow them around spraying fragrance over them to counter the stench. I'm joking around, of course, but you get my point. Well, let's see what we have for you today. Okay, after I lay out the divine principles of evil and a biblical definition of wickedness, we'll dig into relevant news. Biden ratifies the Equal Rights Amendment. Really? The president has no role to play in constitutional amendments, but, you know, no ever charged him for going strictly by the Constitution. Anyway, Greenland. The Danes have released Greenland to decide whether it will throw in with the U.S. The prime minister of Greenland, knowing the value of Greenland to the U.S., is stiffening a bit, holding out for a better deal? Let the negotiations begin with the writer of The Art of the Deal. The Tom Homan tank is rolling and traffickers are in his sights. Now, this is cool. Trump has named John Voight, Mel Gibson, and Sylvester Stallone as special ambassadors to Hollywood. I beg your pardon. Biden went pardon happy and put up a stink cloud over that honorable tradition. The latest from Biden is this release of 2,500 drug dealers. Now, how much did Biden's staffers get for that list, begging your presidential pardon? And I wonder what kickbacks went to Biden. I mean, it's not like he's never sold influence or access to him before. Now, will we get election integrity restored during the Trump administration? I hope within the first 2 years. I'm sick of these stolen election deniers who never address the evidence. Okay, my friends. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
The divine principles of evil and a biblical definition of wickedness. Did you know that the Bible says God creates evil? It's in Isaiah 45:7. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things, quote unquote. God creates evil. But he did not create sin. That is, he did not bring sin into his creation. Some aspects of God's physical creation are not directly created by him. Time and space serve as examples. Nowhere in Genesis 1 or anywhere else in the scripture does the Bible state that God created time or space. These elements appear indirectly in connection with the creation of matter in motion. Imagine nothing, only God. God, as we all agree, is timeless and boundless. The Bible says he inhabits eternity. When God created the heaven and the earth, he placed into nothing something. Immediately, this brought into being both time and space. Time measures a sequence of things in an orderly development occurring within eternity, and it is measured by the movement of objects through space. Now, space is the area between objects, or between any two points on an object. And that's all, folks. Neither time nor space has any objective existence independent of matter and motion. Sin is also something that comes into being in a similar way, as a natural consequence of something else being created. In this case, it's the creation of another person, a being with personality and free will or volition. God, by virtue of his being God, is the ultimate standard of perfection, and so anything contrary to that standard is necessarily a degradation. All creation was created perfect, but if anything in creation deviates from its created condition, it has been damaged and downgraded. A perfect being created by God is described in Ezekiel 28. This being was the covering cherub. It covered the throne of God. This being was perfect in all his ways until iniquity was found in him. Ezekiel 28:15. The iniquity was not put there. It was found there. And of course, by now you know it's Satan before his fall, which fall, by the way, is described in Isaiah 14:12-15. And there he proclaims, I will be like the Most High. And since God, by his very nature, is very humble, he resists the proud, gives grace to the lowly. So Satan, who arrogantly proclaimed he would be like the Most High, was rejected. And God created darkness in that moment and cast Satan into it. The prophet explained that this happened when the covering cherub set his affections on his merchandise, and that filled him with violence, Ezekiel 28:16. And the ultimate end of this personality created by God is prophesied in Ezekiel 28:17 and following, and also Revelation 12 and in chapter 20. So in fact, the love of money is at the root of all evil after all. It's easy to see the New Testament connection between money and merchandise and to coveting. Covetousness is the sin of idolatry, Colossians 3:5, whether the idol is yourself or some other object in creation other than the Creator. So where does sin come in? Well, any action contrary to the will or offensive to the nature of our Creator is sin. Evil is the necessary response of a holy God to sin. He built it into creation itself. Since sin can be nothing else but degradation and so damage to his creation, sin opens the door to evil. All who sin invite evil in. It operates in some measure like other invisible laws of nature, like gravity, for example. Leap from the pinnacle in a vain assumption or presumption of God's protection, and you will find that you will come to a very evil ending. Splat. Now, that's all I have time for right now, but the point is, people who tolerate sin accommodate evil in this world. The Creator has said, any man who will rule others must rule justly and in the fear of God. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. Otherwise, these rulers will bring much evil into the world, as we have ample evidence over the last some decades and all through history. Every person who tolerates sin accommodates evil and welcomes it, embraces it, allows it in. And this comes in upon the innocent as well as upon the guilty. In time, doing this will turn these people into an embodiment of evil. So we call them evil. Biden is evil. Pelosi is evil. Schumer and so on. Shifty, for sure. These people endorse sin against God and so have become servants, or what the Bible describes as evildoers. The job of the minister of God, appointed to this work of Romans 13:1-6, is to execute wrath against these evildoers by applying the sword of judgment appointed by God for this purpose. In order to serve justice, Trump, appointed as the minister of God here in America, to us for good, and then those under him who work to execute judgment, these people are ministers of God ordained by him to execute wrath upon these evildoers in order to restore justice to our land. Pray that neither he nor any of those appointed to manage the civil sword of judgment will be turned from their divine appointment. Justice must be restored to America. the sword of judgment is divinely appointed to his minister of God to execute wrath upon these evildoers. That's the job. Got it? Biden ratifies the Equal Rights Amendment? Really? This joker gets up and all official-like announces the Equal Rights Amendment ratified. First, the president has no role to play in constitutional amendments, so that's arrogance. Second, the requirement for ratification is 3/4 of the states, and Congress set June 30th, 1982 as the deadline for the ERA. Hey, Sleepy Joe, you're only about 43 years late on this one. The accepted time limit for ratification is 7 years. The bill was submitted to the states originally in 1972. That time limit expired in, I think, 79 or 80. Congress reset the deadline to 82, but 5 states voted to rescind their earlier approval. Friend, that one has already sung its swan song. So, by what rationale are these lefties asserting the Equal Rights Amendment is ratified? Well, here's yet another example of the left's contempt for law. In 2020, Virginia finally got around to ratifying the 28th, about 43 years after the deadline. So they dismissed the authority of Congress to impose a term limit on that, and they just declare the bill passed. So what's wrong with equal rights, you ask? Well, nothing. We've already got them. This bill doesn't add any equal rights. It assigns special rights. There's plenty wrong with this bill that guarantees special rights to special groups, which, as you've heard me explain often, actually can only serve to abridge the rights of others who are not aligned with those special groups. For example, the queers. It's a bill that could be used to challenge religious conscience concerns and even compel Christian churches to ordain homosexuals or to perform homosexual weddings, for example. And it opens the door to all sorts of other abuses of religion and personal freedom. It enshrines into law many of the woke agenda items. Now, I've got a footnote here that goes into their argument that, yeah, well, it's in the language of this bill, there is a provision for exceptions for religious conscience, stuff like this, but you need to read it carefully. It opens the door wide open to challenging all of those exceptions, my friend. It really does. And I've got it right here in my notes, and you can read all about it here. So we have a legitimate concern that many of the woke agenda items are being enshrined into law by this bill. Americans find repugnant the removal of gender-restricted restrooms, removal of all restrictions on abortion, taxpayer funding of abortion, the rights of minors to receive mutilation surgery without parental permission, with the assistance and facilitation of their teachers and so on. If you want a concise rundown on why this amendment is bad for women, and an affront on general liberties, take a look at Eagle Forum's 10 Reasons to Oppose the Equal Rights Amendment. I've got it here in my notes. So, what's Biden doing? He's only attempting to make trouble in America and to excite sedition. Biden is seditious. He's a traitor to his country, to his oath, and to his promise to restore unity. And also his promise for a smooth transition. I do not intend to allow Biden to hobble off the public stage without being held accountable for his many crimes. Biden is an evil man. Okay, I must take a short break. Hold on. I'll be right back.
They're back. That devilish manufactured disease. And they're already talking about forcing us to strap those dirty face diapers on our faces. If you believe in informed consent, here is the book that will help you. Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture, available wherever you buy your books. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Greenland. The Danes have released Greenland to decide whether it will throw in with the U.S., The Prime Minister of Greenland, knowing the value of Greenland to the U.S., to Trump specifically, is stiffening, holding out for a better offer, I think. The Danish kingdom includes Greenland as one of its 3 territories, plus the Faroe Islands, I believe that's how you pronounce it, and of course Denmark, with its capital in Copenhagen. In 2009, Denmark loosened its governing control of Denmark, still holds some, but loosened it, quote, expanding its independence from Copenhagen. The 2009 bill, quote, recognized Greenlandic people as a nation under international law and gave them the right to autonomous rule, end quote, including the, quote, right to choose to become fully independent at any time, end quote. So, the Danes have influence but no direct control over the decision. An election is upcoming. The join the U.S. question will likely be a significant election issue. Trump, I'm sure, will watch the election with interest, as will we. The Tom Homan tank is rolling and traffickers are in his sights. From the Trump War Room, incoming border czar Tom Homan under the Trump administration reported, quote, we did DNA testing in El Paso. We found that almost one-third of the families, quote-unquote, weren't even families. The children were victims of trafficking. This administration, and that would be the Biden team, Mayorkas et al., lost over 340,000 children. Laura Logan calls Homan one of the bravest men in America. She warns that they, air quotes, will come for him with a vengeance. Well, let's turn the vengeance back on them, shall we? Romans 13, 1-6. I spoke of this in the first segment. Come on, Christian soldier, stand up to these bullies and save these children. You know what Jesus said about these people, right? What? You don't know? Well, you must be new to this show. Jesus said, quote, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Luke 17:2. Jesus gave us authority to cast entire nations into the sea, the deep, the darkness, the abyss. And I can't think of a better reason to exercise that authority than when a nation turns its powers to the protection of child traffickers and against the children enslaved by these evil beasts. That's a Bible expression. Quote, one of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies, Titus 1:12. These modern Cretans must be dealt with. Canadian journalist Ian Vandelel promoted vaccine passports, mandates. He advocated for firing those who refused to receive the death jabs, and infamously called for the unvaccinated to be confined in concentration camps. Yeah, he said that. Use that language. He died at 33 years of age on December 5, 2023. It's a tragedy. This guy just looks mean. I mean, I'm talking about an arrogant kind of I hate you mean. Look at his picture. I've got it in my notes. Yikes. I guess his story resurfaced when Plandemic 2.0 was spotted rising above the horizon. Listen to what Trump has to say about any effort to revive that awful devil.
Hear these words, we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandate.
There you go. This is cool. Trump has named John Voight, Mel Gibson, and Sylvester Stallone as special ambassadors to Hollywood. Now, we've all heard and applauded Voight's patriotism and love and support for Trump really from the beginning. Both Mel Gibson and Sylvester Stallone have come out swinging against human trafficking. Quote, run by corrupt government officials and the mob, end quote. Hollywood is under the assault of the righteous. They tried to kill the sound of freedom. Well, Trump just cranked up the volume to full power. Hey, pedos. You've hidden in the darkness long enough. The lights are on. You know, some of my audience, my new audience, they don't know how this works. You're supposed to call in and say lights on if you agree with what I'm saying and lights off if you don't. Come on, that's the rule. Well, what is it? Lights on or lights off? Call 805-314-2114. It takes all of what? Less than a minute? You dial the number, you get connected, you say lights on and hang up. That's all that's necessary. When you call, you can receive my book, God's War, free, including the shipping that'll be covered by me for any address within the continental U.S. Otherwise, I'll need some help with the shipping. Now, supplies are limited, so leave your name and shipping address. A P.O. box is fine. You'll get your book in about a week or so. Call 805-314-2114 and give me a lights on or a lights off. Your name and address, I'll send you the book. Hey, have you seen the trailer for Stallone's new movie, A Working Man? When you watch it, remember what Jesus said, and you'll likely think like I did, yeah, it would be way better for these pedos to face the judgment Jesus prescribed than to face the wrath of the working man. When he gets sick and tired of government punks and pimps abusing our children and getting rich off of it, they'll watch that movie and then line up for the millstone. Yeah. Anyway, by the way, the rule I outlined in my opening segment, the New York Times op-ed contributor is an accomplice to this evil. Check out this article by Margot Kaplan. It's October 5, 2014. It's a while back, but relevant today. Pedophilia, a disorder, not a crime. What? You can buy the article, but all you need is the title. It says it all. I verified it. Now they call these people minor attracted persons. We've already watched this movie. Next, they will call this a protected class. Folks, let this continue, and you'll have the men of the city coming to your door demanding you give them your guests or girlfriends to let them abuse them through the night in the street. Maybe we'll read a headline like the news that no doubt circulated in ancient Sodom, Genesis 18, or that ran through Israel after the incident recorded in Judges 19 regarding the Levite's concubine or paramour. Breaking: the men of Sodom gathered at the house of Lot and demanded he give them his guests to sexually abuse, or with the Levite. Breaking: the men of the city of Gibeah surrounded the house where a Levite priest was a guest and took his paramour and sexually abused her till she died. Investigation to follow. Updates as available. Lot should not have attempted to push his view of morality on the Sodomites. Yeah, they complained about that. And after all, the Levite should not have brought his paramour into their town if he was not willing to share her. Oh, but wait. That guy was so vile, he actually was willing to share her. But you know how it is. The boys just got carried away. Anyway, both stories did have a follow-up. The Sodom story ended with that city and surrounding complicit cities burning to the ground under a rain of fire and brimstone. As for Gibeah, well, folks, that turned into a full-blown civil war in which tens of thousands of lives were lost. Let's hope Trump and his team of warriors will address these evils in our land before God has to step in. There's a lot of work to do. The Secretary General of Guatemala testified that the Biden administration actively blocked an investigation into a pedophile ring involving many high-level politicians and businessmen. He said over $500 million poured into Guatemala from the Biden administration to a list of persons whose names are conveniently redacted from the report. Before the Secretary General of Guatemala gave the interview, he was warned by the Biden administration that he is, quote, playing with fire if he takes part, end quote. Oh, and guess what? 70% of all unaccompanied minors that cross into the United States come from either Guatemala or Honduras. Bill Gates and George Soros are big donors to the organization in Guatemala that's used as a front for this activity. It's called Save the Children. The Secretary General, quote, admitted the U.S. is harboring illegal alien pedophiles and murderers, end quote. And by the way, this article was almost impossible to get my hands on. I had to search down deep under multiple layers of attempts to block me from getting to it. Friend, let me tell you that we're not even close to being done with these wicked people. Do not think that Trump's victory has fixed the system and all is okay now. No, the war for America is still very much on. I need to wrap your brain massage for today. Let's end with, I beg your pardon. Biden went pardon happy. The latest from Biden is the release of 2,500 drug dealers. That's what I read here. How much did Biden's staffer get for this latest list for presidential pardons? One wonders. I looked over the list and was not surprised to see how many of these are for the same crimes Biden pardoned his son for committing. Drug use, tax evasion, stuff like that. And friend, it isn't as if Biden has not been known for selling access to him and selling influence. Trump will not shrink from using the pardon honorably and has promised to begin the process of offering pardons for our J6 political hostages. That's his term for them, by the way, and it's a good one. Mr. President, take a look at the Chauvin case. I know it's controversial, but take a look at it. Or have some staff do it and give you a report. I'm going to send him, that is Trump, a message to consider Derek Chauvin serving a 22.5-year sentence for his involvement in the death of meth head and repeat offender George Floyd, who actually, according to medical professionals, didn't die from the actions of Chauvin. I think that there may be some issue with regard to violating of civil rights. I'm not sure. I've looked at it, and it kind of goes both ways. But listen, it needs to be looked at because clearly the sentence is way exaggerated and way over the mark. Thank you, caller, by the way, for bringing this up. I could not make out your name from the recording, but thank you for calling. Now, will we get election integrity restored during the Trump administration? I'm sick of these stolen election deniers who never address the evidence. Have you noticed that? And the evidence is overwhelming. May I offer some counsel to counsel? Don't dodge the question. Respond directly. Ask them, have you examined the evidence? I mean, before they should have a right to ask you that question, they should have examined the evidence. And then, would you like me to walk you through some of the key components of the evidence supporting our concerns about the 2020 election? I'd like to do that here, now, under oath, with America watching. Shall we begin? Now, you can bet, my dear friend, that they will back down every time. It'll bury itself like a sand crab. You see, because they never want to talk about the evidence. They are election theft deniers. Pray for Trump, my dear friends, and all of his picks that they won't get picked off by the enemy or get sucked into the quicksand of the swamp. Now, we have evangelist David McCracken with us Sunday through Wednesday. If I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch, and you call and let me know if you see that they're on. Send me an email by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Find the contact button, click it, and then send me an email. It's very, very short form. Now, you can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. When I go to the calls after the show, what will I find? Lights on or lights off? God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.